Several hundred supporters of marijuana legalization filled a bar in downtown Denver to watch last night's election results. Signs warned people not to smoke marijuana on the premises, and the diverse crowd mingled and sat at tables with balloons. Everyone cheered as the results came in. Colorado voters defeated a similar proposal 6 years ago, and proponents of Amendment 64 say legalization is a long time coming. Brian Vicente is one of the co-chairs of the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol. He says the current marijuana laws feed an underground market and unfairly punish people for using a drug he argues is safer than alcohol.
Coloradans are common sense people. They understand that marijuana prohibition has failed. The war on drugs has been a horrible policy disaster. Coloradans have decided to try a new path forward.
The Denver Post conducted several opinion polls that showed fluctuating support for the amendment, but it passed by a sizable 6-point margin. Vicente says the outcome is a win-win for everyone.
We're going to produce a ton of tax revenue for the state. There's going to be new jobs. We're going to redirect law enforcement resources towards more serious crime, and Colorado can lead the nation.
There's still a lot of uncertainty surrounding the measure. Under the amendment, cities and towns would be allowed to ban marijuana sales, but it's not clear how the state would regulate marijuana retail stores. Roger Sherman heads the No on 64 campaign. He says the measure doesn't belong in the state constitution.
It gives us no flexibility on implementation. That has been one of our number one concerns.
There was a broad coalition of opponents, from business groups to addiction specialists, who worried legalization would cause more young people to smoke marijuana. Sherman also says he thinks marijuana legalization sends the wrong message about Colorado.
Colorado is known as a very healthy state. We attract the best and the brightest, both of human capital and corporations, and this is not the kind of issue that we want to be known for.
The No on 64 campaign was significantly outspent, and supporters of marijuana legalization say Colorado and Washington State are just the first step. But Governor John Hickenlooper, who opposed the amendment, noted that marijuana is still illegal under federal law. He told voters not to break out the Cheetos or goldfish too quickly. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.